80s, and then the storms become a little bit more numerous by Thursday. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet and stay on top of weather changes, plus the latest from the tropics, which are getting a little bit more busy, plus instant push notifications for severe weather alerts even when you're out of town because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Hi, I'm Rick Peters, managing partner at Blue Water Broadcasting. We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a longtime advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting and love it. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the river region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say a man was stabbed last night in the 1400 block of Ann Street. He was taken to the hospital for minor injuries. So far, no arrests have been made. A Selma police officer is in stable condition after being shot in the chest early Sunday morning while on patrol. Police say the officer was patrolling the streets after a gang altercation and homicide investigation. As he traveled down Furnace Avenue, multiple shooters began firing into his car. Two bullets went through his vest and into his chest. And the Junior League of Montgomery held the Taste of the River Region Sunday night. Around 30 food and beverage vendors offered different samples. Money raised at the event goes to supporting many local organizations through grants. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya!
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
President Trump is in New York ahead of the United Nations General Assembly.
The president will meet with South Korea President Moon Jae-in, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as well as the leaders of Egypt, France, Japan, and the United Kingdom.
Congress has dropped plans that would have set limits to what airlines charge for baggage and seat assignments.
Bill Cosby goes before a judge for a two-day sentencing hearing.
Rivers in North Carolina and South Carolina are expected to crest this week.
James Woods needs a new platform to share his thoughts with fans. The actor locked out of his Twitter account for a tweet that the company says violated the rules.
At the box office this weekend, the biggest picture was the gothic family fantasy, The House with a Clock in Its Walls.
More than a week after Hurricane Florence made landfall, flooding remains a problem in some parts of North Carolina.
The Trump administration is proposing rules that would deny immigrants green cards if they use public assistance.
Tiger Woods is back, winning the PGA Tour Championship in Atlanta for his first title in 5 years.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out right. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller, including Papa John, can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. $60 value. What is it made up of? Things that you select. I tell you what, I did the premium bone-in ribeye.
Yeah, oh yeah.
A pound and a half of it was only $14.
Yeah, I got a big one on Friday night. I saw it was on sale for $9.99 a pound.
It was really good.
So good. So good.
And I tenderized it a little differently than I normally did and brought it up to room temperature and then did it in the precision cooker, and it was delicious. Mm. So we got some left over for tonight's salad. And then, of course, the peppers and then the salmon and everything. The Fresh Market is just blowing and going. Let's go to the phones and go to Papa John. Hey, Papa John.
Hey, sign me up for the Sweet Creek. Anyway,
you got it. Give me your month and day.
September 10.
You got it.
Dan, this last event, this happened at a Yale fraternity party. Is that right?
Dorm party.
Okay, a dorm party. Okay, so he's got one event when he was in high school and one event when he was a freshman in college. I don't think they would even revoke your altar board card for that. I mean, that's the way out. You know, the next thing I'm expecting to hear is that Mitch McConnell was, you know, somewhere at a party just in the last month or so, and some woman says, well, he made sexual advances toward me. And then the police going to have to charge him with assault with a dead weapon.
Good job, Baba John.
I tell you what, it is getting bad. But anyway, this whole thing is totally getting out of hand. What we were talking about back with Roy Moore, we've got a new standard now for you to be in political office. You either have to have sainthood bestowed on you or you have to be the second coming. So I don't know why anybody
would
run political office anymore.
Well, it's going to be really important that this thing follow through and that the Republicans handle it correctly. The Democrats and that the female senator from Hawaii is mouthing off again. And it's just like, well, gosh, if you got to have an accusation, you got to believe them. And versus, is it possible that somebody could have done this out of political motivation? And if so, is there something that they're doing that's interfering with government and obstruction of trying to get a someone in? Because I think if you're doing that, the burden of proof on you gets higher, not lower.
I agree with you. And, you know, when you start thinking about it, I'd love to find anybody, any male that meets the standard that they seem to want to set. I mean, I wouldn't meet it. I mean, I know I wouldn't. Would you? I mean, I know that there's got to be something back in my life somewhere that they would say, no, this guy didn't qualify.
Yeah, that's why I won't ever be a Supreme Court justice.
I'm glad you admitted that because I can't be one either.
There you go.
All right, buddy.
Join the
club. Keep after.
Thanks. This really is. I mean, they're doing this for the strict reason of trying to not have a nominee that's going to be approved. I think the burden of proof of these people has to be so high because find out what the motivation is in this. Okay, so second accuser again, this is the New Yorker. This was on the Today Show today.
So we turn now to Jane Mayer. She's the New Yorker's chief Washington correspondent, and she broke this story along with Ronan Farrow. Jane, good morning. It's good to talk to you.
Great to talk to you.
So I guess the first question is, people are probably sitting at home thinking, wait a minute, this just came out now. Why did Deborah Ramirez decide to speak out at this relatively late date?
So the story broke overnight, but it dates back 35 years. People who remember at the time who were a classmate at Yale remembers this. He heard it that night, I think, right after it or the next day. And she didn't come forward with it. What happened was the classmates at Yale were talking to each other about it. They were emailing about it. We've seen the emails back in July before Christine Blasey Ford came forward. And eventually, sort of the word of it spread. It spread to the Senate. It spread to the media, and we at The New Yorker, Ronan Farrow, my partner and co-author on the story, reached out to her, and she decided, after giving it really careful consideration for 6 days, she decided to talk to him about it. And that's how this story came out. It's not, it looks like it's overnight. It actually goes back 35 years, really.
Goes back 35 years. Now, this is amazing to me, how they are couching things here. Let's go to Jacob. Jacob, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Monday.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I just wanted to tell people, please take into account the allegations that have been made against Judge Kavanaugh. I mean, this is not just where someone just whistled at a woman. The first account, she says that she was held down and her clothes were trying to be... That sounds like a borderline rapist. Is what that sounds like.
It does if it's true. It does if it's true.
Right, but it's out of hand how people are just calling in and making fun of it and laughing about it. It's not funny. I mean, do y'all have daughters?
I do not have daughters.
Well, maybe if some of your callers had daughters and they cared about women, right, then they will understand that it's not a funny laughing about it.
You're making an assumption that everything that was being said is true.
But you don't know if it's not true.
I'm not laughing. That was somebody else. But to me, the burden of this has to be much higher because anybody can make an accusation. Jacob, you there?
All right, then.
Didn't want to talk, huh? Gosh, that's what you do on talk radio. Have a discussion. So let's go to the accuser again, and this is the New Yorker, one of the reporters from the New Yorker magazine.
Does she, to your knowledge, want to testify if given an opportunity?
What she wants right now is to bring in the FBI. She thinks that they need to interview the people who were, to her belief, at the party. There are at least two of the males who were at the party signed a letter saying it never happened, and that they support Judge Kavanaugh. She feels disappointed and kind of betrayed by that, and she'd like them to say that to the FBI under oath.
What's clear, Jane, from your reporting is that Deborah Ramirez was rather candid about her own questions about her own memory, obviously her own sobriety at this college party, and she was very straightforward about that. The White House has zeroed in on a story actually in the New York Times about this same matter. It says the Times had, this is what the New York Times story says, the Times had interviewed several dozen people over the past week in an attempt to corroborate her story and could find no one with firsthand knowledge. Now, reading the tea leaves of your own story, it doesn't seem to me that the New Yorker found anyone with firsthand knowledge either. Or is there corroboration?
I mean, you don't have to read tea leaves. We're right out front about it, and they're saying, we found no eyewitnesses who would confirm it. We found somebody who remembers hearing about it that night or the next day. Unlike the people at the party, he was very sober and remains a very distinguished person. He's on background. I asked him myself, are you sure this was Brett Kavanaugh that you heard about? He said, I am 100% sure.
That you heard about.
Right.
So in other words, it's hearsay.
Yes.
It's a story that somebody said happened, but there's no eyewitnesses of anybody who was there who saw it happen. So if there are people that are there, why didn't they see something? This is what is so loose about this that I do not like. And again, what is the motivation? Who are these people? What is their background? I mean, is this some... You know, Yale graduate that's went to divinity school? Is this somebody who's progressive liberal? You know, who is it? I wonder if My old priest, John Michael Van Dyke, is a graduate from Yale, but he would be older than Kavanaugh. But I wonder if there was anything else he's heard about that. Let's continue with the reporter, and this is the Today Show take of this.
In the world we live in, a lot of people always suspect there could be a political hit job going on. What do you know about Deborah Ramirez's political motivations, and what did she say about whether or not this was motivated by not wanting to see conservative justice on the Supreme Court?
Well, she says she's not. She's a registered Democrat, which we put in the story as well. But I also interviewed a woman who Judge Kavanaugh wanted us to talk to, who wanted someone who would defend him. And I asked her outright, she knows Deborah Ramirez, and I said, do you think that politics was a motivation? And she said to me, no. And she's Kavanaugh's defender. So nobody is really alleging that politics was the motivation here.
Boy, I want to know a lot more about that portion of the thing.
Yeah.
And again, it's so easy to you can weave a story together here to make somebody look bad. Timing is everything, and the timing is very suspicious to this. News on 93.1, we've got more right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Almost everybody, but late at night, I still hear you call my name. I've been on my own, I've been all alone. I was hypnotized, I felt paralyzed. But late at night, I still want you just the
in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Quiet, roomy, and downright plush. Sounds like a five-star hotel, right? Well, close, except this one has four wheels under it. It's the all-new, fully redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 of Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. From luxury truck to work truck. The Ram 1500 delivers a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. It's lighter, stronger, and fine-tuned for improved ride comfort, off-road capability, and load leveling. These are creature features you can't get from a hotel. Trucks have no business being this nice inside, but don't be fooled by the sedan-like ride. The new 2019 Ram 1500 can tow up to 12,750 pounds or shoulder as much as 2,300 pounds of payload. Come experience the difference of the all-new, redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're in Prattville, Montgomery, and always online at Brubaker.com. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Viva Medicare was ranked by U.S. News & World Report as the best Medicare Advantage plan in Alabama in 2018. This couldn't have happened without the help of our amazing members. So join us for Member Appreciation Day at your local Viva Health Cafe on Eastern Boulevard on September 26th from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Viva Medicare members can get their flu shot, and there will be plenty of food, prizes, and fun. Call 334-272-8882 to reserve your spot.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces. Forces, who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Time for the annual Cavco Outlet Tent Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday. Shop our two locations on Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, patio furniture, floral arrangements, and much more. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind items for the upcoming holiday season. Shop the annual Cavco Tent Warehouse Sale this Friday, September 28th and Saturday, September 29th, 8 till 5.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. When you find yourself alone. Yeah. And your mind is not your own. Lonely is the night when there's no one left to call. You know, this song is brought to you by Brubaker Motors. It's a better buy at Brubaker. Let me tell you something. They're making deals here. It's the end of the car year. And they're bringing in the 2019s. They want to get those 2018s out of there. Go by and see them. Remember, the end of the month is the best time to buy. But here's what you need to do. You need to go by and see what they have so you can familiarize yourself with it. Then I'm going to get Don or Dick and see where they are in dealing. I'll do that this week so you guys can take advantage of it like you did last year. Okay, let's pick back up on this thing. We have Nancy Cordes, the CBS reporter for the morning show, talking about the second accuser's story. This thing took up a lot of space.
We have a second allegation of sexual misconduct against Judge Brett Kavanaugh this morning. It raises new questions about his Supreme Court nomination. One of his Yale classmates tells the New Yorker magazine that Kavanaugh exposed himself to her at a party about 35 years ago. She wants an FBI investigation. Kavanaugh says the accusation is a smear. The authors of the article say no eyewitnesses have confirmed that he was even at the party.
The story follows Christine Blasey Ford's decision to testify at a Senate hearing on Thursday about her claim that Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her in high school. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill.
The second accuser went public just after Christine Blasey Ford officially accepted the Senate Judiciary Committee's invitation to testify about her claims on Thursday. Kavanaugh denies both allegations, but the calls for an outside investigation have grown louder, and some senators wonder whether his nomination can now survive.
Deborah Ramirez lives in Colorado and has worked with victims of domestic violence. According to the New Yorker article, when she and Kavanaugh were first-year students at Yale, he, quote, exposed himself at a drunken dormitory party, thrust his penis in her face, and caused her to touch it without her consent as she pushed away. Ramirez admits her memories contained gaps because she had been drinking at the time of the alleged incident. But some of her classmates confirmed to Ronan Farrow and Jane Mayer they were told at the time about it, while others said they had zero recollection. In a statement, Kavanaugh insisted this alleged event from 35 years ago did not happen. The people who knew me then know that this did not happen and have said so.
Okay, so I like the strength of this, but again, what we're doing is we're giving airtime and making a news story out of an accusation that there's no corroborating evidence that's out here. Let's continue on with Nancy Cordes.
California Democrat Dianne Feinstein is now calling for Thursday's hearing with Christine Blasey Ford to be canceled, while other Senate Democrats called on Kavanaugh to withdraw due to a pattern of conduct, saying it's time for a new nominee. Republicans laid low. They had been pushing for a quick confirmation just a few hours earlier.
Unless there's something more, no, I'm not going to ruin Judge Kavanaugh's life over this.
This was Vice President Mike Pence on Saturday.
I believe that Judge Brett Kavanaugh will soon be Justice Brett Kavanaugh and take his seat on the Supreme Court.
As for Ford, Kavanaugh's first accuser,
I believe her completely.
Ford's sister-in-law says it's a difficult time, but she's prepared to testify.
Facts matter to her, and so she's being careful to make sure that this process will be fair. And I don't think that's too much to ask.
Amid all of this, the lawyer Michael Avenatti says he has a client who will go public this week with more information about Kavanaugh and his friends plying girls with alcohol and sexually assaulting them in high school. Republicans say they're very skeptical about those claims until they see more, but Avenatti tells me he doesn't traffic in rumors and that his client is very credible.
Very credible. When is this stuff ever going to end? This is such a shame that they really need to get to the bottom of this, and Republicans need to handle this completely correctly. And if we have to disprove or prove, then that's what needs to happen. Because anybody can come forward and just say something and not have any credible background for
And let's be clear on how Kavanaugh and his defenders are defending this at the highest level. They're not saying, oh, it didn't happen that way, or I don't recall. They're saying categorically,
it didn't happen.
I wasn't even there. This did not happen. It's a smear, especially the second accusation. Now, we are, for folks who have called in, we are aware of a third accusation that Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Avenatti, is kind of put out there on Twitter. He's being very vague.
Of course.
Even publications like Vox, who wrote up on the story, are saying we're not sure what Avenatti really has, what he's going to do with it. So we're not going to cover that in detail yet because he's making a lot of noise without much substance.
News Show 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard or shop online at jackingram.com.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
My heart keeps skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music. Girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
I don't think you know what you're doing to me. You got
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The White House speaking out after speculation that the Deputy Attorney General's job could be in jeopardy, saying Rod Rosenstein will meet with the president at the White House Thursday after the president returns from the UN General Assembly. President Trump today defending his choice for Supreme Court justice.
I am with Judge Kavanaugh and I look forward to a vote.
Fox's Jared Halpern reporting.
Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee want a Thursday hearing delayed to learn more about a new accusation leveled against the Supreme Court nominee. Brett Kavanaugh and an accuser, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, are both expected to testify to the committee Thursday morning.
And Amber Geiger, the Dallas police officer accused of fatally shooting her neighbor inside his own apartment, has been fired. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If your yard needs some rain, this is some good news. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms developing, especially by this afternoon and this evening. Not every town will get wet, but many will. Highs in the upper 80s today. Tonight's low 73. Then tomorrow and Wednesday, still a generous supply of those random showers and storms. About 50% coverage both days with highs in the upper 80s. And then the storms become a little bit more numerous by Thursday. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet and stay on top of weather changes, plus the latest from the tropics, which are getting a little bit more busy, plus instant push notifications for severe weather alerts even when you're out of town because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Show.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Having more fun than talk radio host should have. Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you today?
I'm very good, my friend.
Good. You know, I think that Trump made a tactical error when he nominated Kavanaugh. I think with the whole Me Too movement, you know, the Democrats, supposed, you know, Republican war on women kind of thing, I think it would have been much more expedient for him to have nominated a conservative woman this go round and let the Democrats try to destroy her.
Interesting. I agree with you. I think that the Trump White House and Team Trump was not ready for the shenanigans that I believe were being pulled here. And they thought they were going to just try to obstruct. They didn't know that they were going to try to deceive also.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, the thing is that I have little doubt that this is being coordinated, you know, probably from a certain home close to the White House, owned by a now former president and his little sidekick, Valerie Jarrett, with George Soros money. I think it's way too, you know, coordinated for it to be just haphazard. Folks just showing up out of the woodwork all of a sudden, you know, randomly and voluntarily. I think that they're probably being compensated and compensated very well for coming forward and putting forth these accusation.
You're talking about the individuals themselves versus the former first family.
Yes. Absolutely.
Do we say that? We say that all right.
Yeah, but I do think that, you know, that if Kavanaugh doesn't make it to the Supreme Court, I think again it would be a very big tactical error on Trump's performance to not nominate a conservative woman to that position and let the Democrats basically destroy themselves trying to destroy her.
How would you feel about Mike Lee?
I mean, I like Mike Lee, but again, he's going to be a real, you know, object of vitriol by the Democrats and their base, and, you know, probably some women and independents are going to say, yeah, he probably deserves whatever he gets, you know, kind of a thing, as to where if they take a good conservative woman judge and put her up front there, and you have, you know, these Democrats on that committee sitting there spewing their vitriol at her, you know that's not going to be a good optic for them.
Well, I tell you, something in discussion last night among my group is that if they can get this thing through, and they're going to be, the Democrats are going to use it as a political, you know, whip on the Republicans. But
absolutely,
if something happened to Ruth Bader Ginsburg or something pretty quickly, and then, because I think their philosophy was if Ruth Bader Ginsburg, something happens to her, that would be the female replacement.
Right.
Is what
right.
I think they're looking at.
Yeah, yeah. I think they looked one step too far ahead.
Yeah.
So have a good one, Dan.
Thanks, David. Appreciate you. Let's go to Cranky. Cranky, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
I told Joey that I demanded to be put on the air now. I demand a plane to take me to Cuba. Right? Do you remember when that was going on every other week? Every other week you turn around, holy Moses, somebody wants to go to Cuba.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, listen, who didn't see this other woman coming? Who didn't see any of this stuff coming?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this boy transcends party lines. If either aisle you sit on, either side of the aisle you sit on, who didn't see that coming? I mean, even Stevie Wonder saw it coming. Red one, but I tell you, you know, you're a financial advisor, and I'm sure you're good at it and help people make money, but, you know, I don't need any of that. I'm getting ready. I'm going to retire off the money that I'm making today. I've been down in the parking lot at Nancy Worley's office selling bumper stickers that say, "Honk if Brett Kavanaugh grabs you." Man, I'm a millionaire. I am loaded, loaded, loaded. And I just got to skedaddle out of here before Todd Strange sends some of his revenue vultures over there to, you know, hit me up with one of those $500,000 transient vendor licenses.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is really sickening what they're doing. And, you know, shifting gears over to Rosenstein, you know, if you hear a spokesman out of the assistant attorney general's office say that Mr. Rosenstein doesn't like to fly, you know, going over to the White House, and, you know, we look out, here comes some trouble. But let me ask you this. Okay, I'm working for somebody. I haven't done anything wrong. I haven't, you know, I've been loyal, and all I've been doing is my own job. Well, I think they're going to fire me. You know, I'm not going to be saying that. Hell no, I'm not going anywhere. I haven't done anything wrong, and I'm not going anywhere, and I don't expect to be fired because I haven't done anything wrong. Why in the world would they be leaking this out there unless there was something to the story?
You're talking about, because it seems that everything that was being said on Rosenstein was first person Rosenstein.
Well, I you know, something's going on. When there's smoke, there's fire. I mean, you know, what is your personal opinion on this? What do you think?
Well, I'm not, you know, I've always struggled with, is Rosenstein a white hat or a black hat? And
yeah.
I've struggled back and forth of that. And he is the Forrest Gump of everything. I mean, we got this McCabe memos. We'll be playing a story a little bit after that, after this is, we finish with this. But I think that Rosenstein, I don't know, man, you got me on this one, because I want to believe that he's doing the right job, but why in the world has this stuff not been unredacted and they've gotten this FISA stuff there? And why is he the one that was suggesting to slow it down? And I can understand if it's the IG report. I can absolutely understand that, because that's an ongoing investigation, and that makes sense to me. But, man, we got to get this stuff going here, because it's going to have come and gone, and opportunity is going to be lost here.
Yeah, it's starting to be like seafood in the late summer. It's starting to smell pretty bad.
Yeah, but, I'm telling you, I feel the Republicans are playing such catch-up of everything. They're responding to stuff, and they're really looking the fool out here. I'm now getting genuinely worried about the midterms.
Well, beginning to look the fool again. I mean, every time, you know, the only people that shoot themselves in the foot more often than the Democrats are the Republicans, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. And the Republicans can't seem to get out of their own way, and you know, I've got the members of Congress asking for the documents and all that kind of stuff, but, you know, if it's what we think it is, they need to get that stuff out there. And if the IG report is what's holding it up, then the IG report better get going, and it better be big.
Well, that's the other thing I think I'm going to start selling is notes to self marked specifically to Republicans saying, I promise I won't crap in my own pants, because yeah, that's what they do quite a bit.
They seem to.
Hey, listen, appreciate it. Y'all have a great week.
Thanks, Cranky. You too. Let's go to Redtop. Redtop, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Good. I made some good old Hog Rock barbecue. Hog Rock and Wetumpka. That is good stuff.
Where? Hog Rock. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, Hog Rock. Very few barbecue places left, guys. That's for sure. I feel Kavanaugh is a great choice. I don't think anything was overlooked. And I think the big mistake was not letting the hearing be the end of the confirmation. When was the vote was supposed to be last Tuesday, correct?
The vote was supposed to be last Thursday, I believe.
Last Thursday. Okay, we'll see. Somebody needs to have the cojones to put a stop to it, say the hearing's over, we're going to vote. And it seems now that the Washington Post and the New York Times are running our government. You know, since when do the New York Times or the New York or whatever direct the FBI on holding investigations? Everybody's talking about the FBI should do this. Well, it's not their job to decide what the FBI does. Justice Department job, and they should have put a stop to it at first. I don't think they've learned anything. You cannot accommodate these people because they're never satisfied. Have we had any remark from Jeff Sessions today on that or Rosenstein?
No, Jeff Sessions is actually in Auburn today, and then Birmingham tonight.
Ah, okay. That means he can't comment, I guess.
Well, he's doing a thing on opioid interdiction at Auburn. Their pharmacy school is a big pharmacy school. They're a very good pharmacy school. And so he's there tonight.
I'm sure they have contributed severely in a way. But am I just left-handed born on the 13th, or wouldn't you, as a head of a department of government with all this stuff going on, at least make a comment?
What about Rosenstein?
Yes.
No. Yeah, I definitely would not do that. If I were in his office, I'd advise him not to say anything.
You mean Jeff Sessions?
Yeah.
Just here again, steer clear.
Well, first of all, we don't know, and again, all these reports that are out there is this innuendo and accusation type things. We don't know what's true and what's not. And so you don't want to start talking and comment on something that you don't know the facts about.
But that seems to be the trend overall.
Oh, absolutely.
All of these stories.
Yeah, because the innuendo part is, You can just say anything. That's what I've always been. My problem's always been with the New York Times running a story that was in another publication, and they run it as a news fact. And the Washington Post is the same thing.
It's secondhand sources.
Well, but it's a story about a story, and that's all we're doing. That's all of this we're doing today. Is the second accuser, and it's a story in the New Yorker. I'm looking at it right now. We may read it to you guys, but they're doing a story about a story.
You know, and these are all a bunch of damn really, really rich kids at these really, really rich schools. having their really, really rich parties, getting drunk as hell, you know, which maybe they should pick somebody from a poor school next time. You know, it just seems like so much of this Me Too and all that is surrounded around the elite exclusively. I don't think Kavanaugh is guilty of anything. And I'm a musician. I've been around fraternity parties and all that all in the 70s and 80s. I don't even want to start telling you the stuff I saw these women do. So, it wasn't me, buddy.
We won't go there.
No, we ain't going to go there because I saw it all, and I know what the hell goes on at those parties and how those women act whenever they're drunk as hell. They're crazy. And they're not going to remember what the hell the next day. And a lot of the fraternity brothers didn't either. When you're the one in the band, when the band's the only one with any sense in the room, you know you got something wrong going here. Thank you, guys.
Been there, done that one there. Newstar 93.1 FM. A reminder about Mr. Electric and what they want to talk to you about, and that is getting you a backup generator. Now, it's not going to cost you anything to have them come out and look and see what the pricing would be. Look at your panel, for example, and maybe you need to upgrade. But a backup home generator is what you should really consider, particularly as we enter into some bad weather that's going to be coming in, and we still aren't out of the hurricane season yet, so we're going to go through that all the way through November. But give Mr. Electric a call. Dan Black would love to talk to you about a backup generator for your home. You got to get Dan in the studio. Get ready to copy. You need to put this in your phone, because when those lights go out, you need to have this number right there for you. 334-269-8886. 269-8886. Mr. Electric, your home electric needs is being done by Mr. Electric. Don't forget, backup generator, just give him a call, set up an appointment. Not going to cost you a thing. Going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Dr. Sean Murphy.
ABC Tonight.
I have autism.
Last season's number one new drama returns.
I can help people with medicine.
His greatest challenge.
I have cancer. I've got a long journey ahead of me.
I'm going with you.
Is his greatest strength.
I have a solution.
He sticks to his gut and he fights what he thinks is right.
The Good Doctor, following the Dancing with the Stars live premiere.
Wayne Newton is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune in to the News Talk Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win one pair of tickets per day to see Wayne Newton at the MPAC on February 7th. Tickets to Wayne Newton at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, February 7th, from News Talk 93.1.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Ooh, good, the schedule just came out. Hey, Andrew McCarthy was on Fox this morning, and Trump and the South Korea leader meeting in a bilateral meeting, and you remember he just came back from meeting with Kim Jong-un, and where they went to the top of the mountain together, the highest point in the Koreas. So that should be interesting to see how they're going to report that out. So let's get to Andrew McCarthy, former U.S. attorney, Southern District of New York, and he's a Fox contributor now, and he's doing more. He used to do nothing but FaceTime stuff, but he's doing more in-studio or direct feed versus the FaceTime, which is not nearly as good. But let's hear him talk about what the strategy is here.
Dianne Feinstein sat on Dr. Ford's letter for 2 months. Why?
To delay. This is all about delay. It's basically about two things, Steve. It's about delaying this as long as they can. Notice that Senator Feinstein is the one today saying put off the hearing on Thursday. The whole idea is to take these allegations, which wouldn't even get into court. I want to say they'd be laughed out of court. They're so thin. In fact, you wouldn't even come into court with anything like this. But the idea is to say these are very serious allegations. They need to be investigated by the FBI to delay this. And the other very important thing here is the message is to every single conservative that if you try to crash our party, this is what we're going to do to you. Right now, as they see it, this is about the ideological bent of the Supreme Court, maybe for the next generation, and they are going to fight this tooth and nail to prevent Kavanaugh from being in that seat.
And that's it. That's the whole gist of this whole thing. That they want, they're in such fear of having a conservative on the court that I believe they'll do anything and to stop it, even if it's making up something just to try to slow it down, because they think that the end justifies the means, and the means is justified by the end, and end is Kavanaugh not being there. It's that big of a deal to them. It is that big. And that's talking about, I'm putting my individual philosophy ahead of the way this country is supposed to run. And it's advice and consent. It's not approve and delay. Let's continue on with Andrew McCarthy on the FBI. And is he qualified?
My question to you is, Andy, when they do these background checks, would high school chicanery or like this come up? Would college drinking come up? Should this have come out already? Even when before Don McGahn told the president, I think this is somebody who belongs on the short list. Why did this all this survive the scrutiny up until last week?
Well, Brian, it's important to remember these allegations, even if there was a lot more evidence for them than there is, are not prosecutable. The purpose of a background investigation is not to develop evidence to prosecute someone. It's to note for the record that these incidents are out there, to talk to important witnesses, and to let the Senate weigh this information as it exercises its constitutional advice and consent function. The idea here is not to do what the Democrats are suggesting, which is to do a criminal investigation. What we have here is one of the most qualified nominees who's ever been up for one of these seats, who's actually written 300 appellate opinions in a dozen years on what many regard as the second most important court on the United States. They have more than enough information to decide whether he's qualified to fill the seat or not.
And I agree with all that. The difficulty is the politics of this. That's what seeped into this, is that we have the midterm elections. I believe the narrative that the Democrats are going is we need more Democrat senators out here to protect the court. And then if we have more, then we're going to be able to protect you. Now, that really works well in California, really works well in New York, works pseudo well in New Jersey, but is that going to be the driving force in Montana, North Dakota, Indiana, Arizona, Florida? So that's what they're kind of hedging this with, making the Republicans look bad, making them look like sexes, and taking this into a discussion that it shouldn't be going in. That's why I said day one, I would have acquiesced on the FBI thing, just like they did with the Anita Hill, and send people to go talk to these folks and get them talking to an FBI agent, have them asking the questions, and let the FBI agent say, we did the research and she couldn't answer the questions correctly or whatever. We're hesitant to look at it in this manner. But they do go in, and they're trying to find out, is there anything that you could have in your background that would make you not reliable, but also that somebody can blackmail you? I was told that millions of times, is that the purpose that they're doing is, if they find out this was in your past, then can somebody use that over you to get you to do something, particularly if you have a top secret clearance, that you're doing something that they can then have leverage over you, where they're going to get you to look the other way, not do something, or change a ruling because they've got leverage over you by blackmailing you. That's the whole point of it. So I came clean with everything. Figured that was the best, smartest thing for old Danny Boy to do here. So let's continue going on, and let's look at what the political impact is.
Headline from the New York Times says, Kavanaugh to give Senate calendars from 1982 to back up the denial. Legally, how will that hold up?
Well, it's as valuable as virtually anything else here. I mean, if it turns out that he kept the calendar entries in real time, it actually would be more valuable evidence than people who were trying to search through the mists of time for their memories of things that happened between 30 and 40 years ago.
Andy, let me ask you about the political dynamic. I've heard the name of one Republican senator who's kind of leaning toward a no on this particular thing. So I think you can say his confirmation might be up in the air at this point. But if he were voted down, what does this do for the Democrats going into the election? What does it do for the Republicans going into the election? Because you would think it would motivate Republicans in a big way. But then again, by the same token, it would happen for the Democrats.
Well, it certainly would motivate both sides, Steve. But I think the thing here is the Democrats are already very motivated to come out and vote against President Trump's side. The Republicans are the ones that we've been worried are moribund in a midterm election. But remember, President Trump would not be President Trump if it weren't for Antonin Scalia's seat on the Supreme Court. That's what motivated a lot of Republicans to come out and support President Trump, even under circumstances where a lot of them weren't all that enthusiastic about President Trump. So I think, you know, I'm not a political expert, but to my mind, seeing what happened 2 years ago, this can only help the Republicans.
Hey, a reminder here, Brubaker Motors, $15,000 off Ram trucks, $279 payments on the 2018 Jeep Cherokee. Told you guys that they were really wanting to deal. Go see Grady McMath. He's the general manager at Brubaker Motors. Also see Don and Dick. Tell them you're damn well should listen. I'll take advantage of it, guys. Run out there right now.
Dan Morris Show